If Bishop says last week, how many of y'all went? I didn't go. I lift my hand. I didn't go. And I'm going to tell you why. I ain't going to even tell you why. I know why, and I did have a legitimate reason, but I didn't go. I wanted to go. But how many of you just didn't go? That's what I'm getting at. That's what I'm really getting at. How many of you just didn't go? You ain't got to lift your hand. I'm just, you know, tell yourself. But didn't he tell you a week, 2 or 3 weeks ahead of time? Didn't he give you time to prepare? Do that on your job and see how long you keep your job. And I'm not beating nobody up. I'm getting somewhere. If you have no vision, you have no revelation. They said it'll tarry and it'll come. But if you don't write it down, if you don't follow instructions, how you going to get it? How you going to get your paycheck if you go to work and your position is to do this and you down there trying to help somebody else do theirs? And they see you. No, they're not going to keep paying you for that. No, we didn't pay you to do that. We paid you to do this. Come on now. You got to get a vision of what is the vision of this church. If you don't know, you need to talk to Bishop. And I want to say to Bishop, if we can get a, I'll get to that part. Let's get it up on the wall somewhere. Walk by and see it. Go and look at it. Now, and then say to yourself, I'm kind of skipping ahead. Now, what role am I playing to help this make this happen? How many of you, you ain't got to raise your hand, I'll raise mine, have an active role each Sunday of something you do besides sit in that seat? Let me tell you about my brother, Kelton. He does how many jobs, Mom? About 4, 5, 6? He teaches the youth. He does the tape ministry. He drives the van every Sunday. And he go pick up the food. How many of y'all have volunteered to help him? Make all the flyers for every thing, event come along. He does all of that. How many of y'all volunteer to help him? How many of you know how to use a computer pretty good? Come on now. Tell the truth. How many of you have helped him? Not a put down. I'm saying you got to know what the vision is, and you got to get on it. You got to go toward the vision. And then you'll see the thing that you need that you don't write down for your vision. Here they come. You'll walk right into them. Oh, wow. This is what I need. Brother, Pastor Mike Freeman talked about that. Order, right? Got to get it in order. The Bible says, write the vision, make it plain, right? Then it'll come. But you got to follow instructions as well. Hallelujah. How are you going to do better if you don't understand why you're not doing so well? I'm here today to show you where you could possibly be missing it. Hear my words today. This is something I was flipping through some papers last night, getting this together, and I found this. I wrote this down. I didn't write the date. I should have. But it fit right with what I'm talking about today. It says, hear my words. Make the correction, and I will turn things around in a matter of months. That ain't the quite part yet. But anyway, 2 Corinthians 7:14 says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven, and I will forgive their sin and heal the land. No team can be successful if they don't work or play together. No team can be successful if they don't know the plan. Now, you think about the Super Bowl that's coming up. I think New England's in it. I don't watch sports. Only time I really watch sports, if I'm at my parents' house and my father had it on, and I sit and watch some then. I just don't watch sports. Not that I hate it, I just don't watch it. And you imagine the New England Patriots go out there. Tom Brady, is it, I think? He has one plan, and his receivers have another plan. Receivers get together and say, hey, look, we're going to go out here and we're going to run this way. And Tom say, well, look, I'm going to get this ball, and I'm going to throw it over there. Guess what's going to happen? He might throw a few ground balls, but the defense on the other side got a plan. They got people up in the box watching what they people. Hey, man, they slanting left. They slanting right. Here's how you defend it. That man throwing the ball left and his receiver's going right. Okay, you all got. Don't even stand on that side. All my receivers stand on this side. And when he throw the ball, one of y'all catch it. Wouldn't that work? That'd be a messed up game, wouldn't it? And they'd be like, man, they rigged that game. They rigged that game because that's not how sports work. We know it, right? We know enough about it. They don't play together. They don't work together. In writing a business plan, I've learned one of the first things to do is write a mission statement that entails the main goal or objective and how that business plans to reach that goal or objective. Did that make sense? Then from there, expound on that by going into detail. Let me give you an example. Okay. I want to start a banana and apple business. So I say, this banana and apple business will be a mass supplier of produce across the country for such and such amount or such and such days or whatever, you know, time frame, blah, blah, blah. And the reason to do this and accomplish this, I will have such and such amount of trucks and such amount of employees to cover such so and so and so. It gives you an idea of where you're going. And then you go down, I kind of got a little ahead of myself. Then you go down and say, I need this many trucks, this many people. Then you break that statement down into segments. Do you understand now? Get what I'm going, where I'm going? But this ministry is no different. This ministry needs such so-and-so and this person. We need musicians. We need singers. We need people. We need ushers. We need camera people. We need sound people. We need audio people to make tapes. We need people in the pantry. We need people to drive the bus. We need people to do things. But how many of you are active doing something? Or how many of you are active doing? I ain't gonna say nothing. You coming, but besides that, how many of you are active? Then you missing the vision. You don't have the revelation. I need to be doing something. This is not a put down again. Eye opener. We need to be doing something. Like I say, I drive a long way to get here, but I still come. Some Sundays, I don't make it or I'm late because I don't really feel like driving that far. But I'm not going to stop coming. People, man, you can come to church. No, I ain't supposed to go to church there. I'm supposed to be right here. So I keep coming. If the Lord say different, then I'll do different. I have a vision and a revelation of what I'm supposed to be doing. Ministering in music on the saxophone in other areas. What are you doing? What is your vision? I may not feel like singing on the praise team, but are you supposed to be doing? If you're supposed to be doing, no matter what you feel like. So that's why I say I got to work on. I've been late a couple, two or three times because I just did not feel like getting up. I'm going to be honest. That was a long drive. I didn't feel like getting up. And I was late. But guess what? I got to get a vision, a revelation. It doesn't matter what I feel like. I got to get up and get here. Hallelujah. I got to get here. I hold a position and people are looking at me. Most of all, God is looking at me. I got to get here. Hallelujah. Here's the part I was talking about earlier. There's a high importance that I wrote down a long time ago. There's a high importance to writing things down. When God speaks a word to you, write it down. When you have a goal, write it down. A need, write it down. Even if you just need eggs from the grocery store, write it down. Go ahead and fill out the deposit slip with the amount you are believing for. That's still writing it down.